Today we're going to talk about the interesting topic of site gear. I know, sounds boring, could be boring, but we're going to make it super interesting and fun. Look, site gear is something that you need if you're going to be going to site. You need to know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. So in this podcast, Rebecca and I are going to chat through some ins and outs and getting yourself geared up for site. And it's going to be fabulous.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
I'm like the most uncompliant builder. I would really love to walk around site wearing a pair of heels. I like my heels a lot.
I love my site boots. I love, because I just love being able to get dirty guilt-free.
Yeah, well, there's that. And I also like gumboots.
And I love when I'm in my site boots and I get to like walk through all the puddles of dirt.
Here's a top tip for you. If you are going to site and you have a pair of rocking site boots, actually, I got a new pair of site boots and so did you this week, and they are super comfortable.
Surprisingly comfortable, actually, and not heavy.
Not heavy. Well, yeah, because normally they are heavy and then the laces, the laces are a bit annoying, but these ones have zippers on the side, so I quite like that.
And a little tabby thing.
Anyway, top tip for that is to keep a plastic bag in your boot, because I went to the site the other day and I look like a gangster because I've got like this black hoodie. It's beautiful and branded. It's, nice and warm. But I've got this black hoodie and I've got my face mask on, and then I've got like boots and a pair of like black pants. I look full gangster.
I can see how that would look quite gangster.
Yeah, I took a photo of myself.
Well, taking your top tip further, I tend to keep a plastic tub in the boot, and what I do is I keep in that tub my site boots, a hard hat, a high-vis vest, and goggles if I need them. So then I kind of get to keep everything combined in one area and it doesn't get like all lost in the boot.
That's good. I have to say I don't wear goggles very often.
They're really hard to wear. They always fall off your face, but it's only if the site requires me to have goggles coming in. So, okay, we digress. Let's take a step back. When you're thinking about the gear that you need to wear for a site, one of the first things to think about, and this is if whether you're an owner builder or whether you're hired a builder and you're coming onto site in any capacity. So capacity to do work, or capacity to observe or supervise. There are a couple of things you need to know about. So most of the time, you want to coordinate or liaise or chat with whoever's responsible for looking after the site and understand what are the PPE requirements. So when we say PPE, we're talking about personal protective equipment. Now that extends to our footwear, our eye protection, our ear protection, and our head protection. And sometimes it can also extend to whether you have to wear long pants or not.
My personal opinion on that is no one should ever wear shorts, but whatever.
We actually had this massive debate yesterday because Rick was like, everyone on site should wear long pants. And I'm like, no, I think if you're like a guy and you've got like nice legs, like definitely wear shorts. But I'm like, is that like really creepy of me?
Okay, so we got a whole heap of King G workwear and it's super cool. So we are loving it, but like most things, Krabashti and I are polar opposites. So they sent us shorts and I'm like, oh, no, that's not going to happen. So Krabashti's got the shorts. Well, I didn't order shorts. I ordered pants because the pants look fantastic and my butt looks great.
And I ordered the shorts.
You ordered the shorts. And you're like, well, try on the shorts. You might like the shorts. And so I put the shorts on to prove to you that shorts is never going to happen in my world and people should never wear shorts. It was really bad.
I support your decision.
But it was really bad.
Yeah. But see, I can't wear the pants, right? Because the pants for me, they are not happy to complement my baby shelf, which I call it my baby shelf. So the pants for me sit really tight on the waist and then they really accentuate my baby shelf. And so for some reason, the shorts, don't do that.
Anyway, so I guess what we're talking about is the need to be comfortable in what you're wearing on site.
Yeah, I think one of the worst things being on site is feeling like you can't bend over and check things. And so one of the first thing we did actually when I put the shorts on and you put the pants on was we both like basically bent over. Like we squatted down and we bent over because you can't wear clothing that's too restrictive. That one's going to fall down or it's too loose or it hurts too much because it's too tight. And one of the things to do when you need to be on site is sometimes you have to get down on your hands and knees and look at something like low to the ground, or you need to get up high on a ladder and you need to look at something from the top down.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I'd be climbing a ladder to go to the first floor because the staircase doesn't go in until quite a lot later. I guess, you know, we're digressing, but there's a big difference in workwear that was and workwear that is now. And especially men's workwear doesn't seem to have, like, so the workwear we were putting on had, like, elastic stretch in the legs, whereas that's never been in the past. So I've always felt uncomfortable wearing it. I'd prefer to wear kind of leggings or jeggings almost because they're stretchy kind of jean type things, whereas these ones are really great. So they've got the pockets, but they've got a good amount of stretch, but they're actual site pants, because that's the other thing that drives me insane. I have paint splatters and marks on all of my good clothes because I've, like, I know I shouldn't, but I want to look good while I'm on site, while I'm doing stuff at the same time.
Yeah, and you don't want to totally change your entire outfit to go to site. So one of the things that we think is really important about workwear is that, we were just talking about this yesterday, really it should complement your existing wardrobe and it should be able to fit in with your existing wardrobe, because the reality is there's nowhere to change before you drive to site. You want to be able to wear what you're wearing and then pop out to site. And so putting on a high-vis vest or putting on a vest or a jacket over what you're wearing works really well. But there's some caveats. So, like, traditionally, work pants haven't been tapered or stretch fit. I don't like to wear things that are too baggy on site because it gets caught on, like, wood splinters. It gets dragged through things. And then you get all this bunching up at your feet. And if your pants are too long, like, it just bunches around your shoe. So I'm wearing office wear, actually, and then office wear and sort of smart casual. But then I want to pop out to site for an hour or two and walk around. And I want to be comfortable doing that and then still be able to transition back to my other environment.
And be warm, right? Because that's the other thing. I hate being – well, actually, you're the same. You hate being cold, but you can't wear – like, it's really not great to wear, like, long cardigans and jackets and stuff like that on site. So I guess there's a few things to consider here. One, what are the requirements? So requirements are you have site boots, so steel cap toes. So you do need a pair of them if you are going to enter a site. You do need goggles in theory, although
there should normally be
eye protection. I've never required them on the sites that I go to. We just don't do that type of work. You do need a vest. So you're nice and orange and looking sparkly like that. Some of our builders are getting special builder vests, and we did want them to be pink, but they're not going to be pink.
But you'll be spotted out in a crowd, we can guarantee. If you're visiting site occasionally and you have a builder, you've hired a builder, they may have spare vests for you, but it's good to have your own.
It is good to have your own, and a hard hat. So when would you need a hard hat is when people would be working above you.
Now, the site will prescribe when that's happening, and generally you should know when the hard hat is required, but you do want to have it with you so you don't get caught out. Now, some sites can be really stringent and other sites will be more flexible or have some spares that you can use for visitors. The other thing that came up recently is because the Builder 8 and some of our team members are getting their site cards, or their white cards, which used to be called red cards, which are now called white cards. And one of the requirements that's come up for them is that they need to have their site-specific gear, their PP&E, at that training session. So that's another little top tip for you. If you are booking in to do that, you need to purchase your gear and have it ready to go for that session if that's a requirement. What else is there to think about when you're popping onto site and you want to be comfortable? I think
skirts can be really problematic.
Yeah, I never wear skirts to site.
I used to wear skirts quite a lot until I got caught out having to go to sites when I wasn't planning to. And now I don't think I even own any skirts.
I remember when I first, actually when I first got my first job straight out of uni, one of the ladies in the office, she used to wear skirts in the office and have a pair of pants in her car, and she would change as we went, when we got to site. She put pants on. I think that's where my shorts came in, because shorts actually works really well. I do like a pair of like dress shorts with high heels. Doesn't look as good with site boots, but I do also think that the site boots have come a long way in terms of looking more fashionable. They look more like shoes.
You know, you can get a range of colours now. I'm still more of a tan or black kind of girl. But really just be fit for purpose. And when you go to site, the expectation is that you are wearing clothes that are appropriate for site. So just something to keep. We don't need to bang on about that too much. You can check out some of our site stuff. I think we've written are we writing a blog?
There is a blog coming out about site gear and what are the requirements and things like that. So do watch out for the blog. And also, if you are a builder and you want to buy some gear, King G have partnered with us. So they're in our little black book. So you can go ahead and buy stuff through the little black book for our trade discounts through that.
And we'll put some links to women's stuff, because women, you know, like, I know there's that. So for all you men that are listening to us back on, sorry. But we're going to put some links to some women's stuff.
The other thing before we leave is, like, buying stuff on a catalogue, I find it really hard to buy clothes through a catalogue. You want to try and, like, fit them on. So some insights that we've had through trying on some of the King G gear was that we felt the jackets were down a size, roughly. If you order like a size down, they fit quite well. Because I did a thing where I looked at the catalogue and I measured my bust size, and I was like, okay, so I need like an extra large because my boobs are huge. But in actual fact, that wasn't the case. So that was something that we learned.
So jackets were down a size, hoodies were true to size, pants were true to size, shoes were true to size. Yeah, it was the insulated jackets which were, and the puffer jackets were down a size. But you can also get them branded. We've got branded ones. I think we'll put some photos up of the ones we've got because we kind of like them.
We do like them. We like them a lot. I'm actually wearing mine right now.
Are you?
Okay, I'm wearing mine right now. I can see. The vest is so warm, and I sometimes just need that third layer, and I'm just like, okay, well, this is me sorted. As a gilet,
yeah, you need it to be uniquely, because I would never wear a vest. Like, we cannot agree on never wear a vest. Like, why would my arms not need to be warm as well? We digress. Have fun. Happy shopping. Get kitted.
Be confident. Be appropriate.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.